The words are printed in your bulletin. We are standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels running round. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. I'll remind us of one of the many places, including this one, where God is. As long as we're standing, let's pass God's peace with one another as we greet each other this morning. Mike, how's she going? Yeah. Yeah. Good to have you here.
Good
morning. Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Good
morning. You know each other?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. This is a time when we share joys, concerns, make announcements. I'm glad to be back. Glennis and I were with my family, my side of the family, in Utah, in the Teton Valley, right across the hill from Wyoming, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So we lived where the working people are, in Victor, Idaho. And they built a beautiful house there, and there's plenty of work to do, but we had a lot of fun as well. I wasn't able to listen to the service because they were outside last week, Cindy. And I don't think it got taped, but that's okay. Dave, who preached for me, will tell me all about it, I'm sure. This is Cindy Mueller right here. She's one of our several conference ministers, correct?
Conference staff.
And, of course, I remember you from the Hutchinson days when you followed me and made sure the church got on track or stayed on track, whatever it is you do. Comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, something like that. I don't know. But good to have you here. Thank you for those that remembered it was my birthday on June 2nd. But I've got to tell you, my phone doesn't always tell me who is calling. So I don't know if that's another app I need to have. I can't keep up with these phones. They keep asking me if I want to update. And you know what? They do it anyway. So you got to figure all that out. Good to have Ellison here, sitting in for Diane this morning. You stayed, didn't you? Oh, good. There you are. And her husband and parents are here. Welcome. Good to hear the clavichord. That's the instrument that she plays in a minute. And it can sound like a lot of different kinds of instruments. So I understand. I didn't know this, Glynis, that our trip coming back was delayed 2 hours because of plumbing problems. The pipes froze on the plane, if you can imagine that, down in Arizona. And that made the news up here. Somebody told me that. Can you believe it? There was frost on the ground in Idaho on Wednesday morning when we left. So, I don't know if they actually got the problem fixed, but after 2 hours, we got to board the plane and said we could use the laboratory. It would flush, but you couldn't do number two or something like that. Just, it was different language I didn't know before. Joyous concerns. Oh, yeah, white squirrel. We got cantrip. No, it used to be White Squirrel Day. Is that? But now it's called Hamburger Day. What do they call it here now?
Dairy
Days. Yes, that is next Sunday, right?
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. And it's all in your bulletin there. They used to call it White Squirrel Day, but they all went to another town someplace, and there's no white squirrels anymore, right? Other joys and concerns. Good to see you here, Vianne.
Oh, good to be here.
Second Sunday in a row now.
What?
Second Sunday in a row,
yes.
Right? Yes.
Now, if I don't fall, I'll be back. Thanks for all your prayers.
Yeah. She's been through a lot lately with clinics and hospitals and falling and emergency things and all that, but her head is still pretty good.
Yes.
Okay. And others listed: Olive, Mavis, Jim, Donna, Orville, Margie, Lauren, Charlie. And we'll catch up on them. Keep prayers going for them. Scotty, you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to announce, make sure everybody knew that we have birthday cake after church, celebrate pastor's birthday. So everybody stay for that. A lot of cake, so everybody stay for cake. And I thought maybe we should maybe sing a quick happy birthday to pastor this morning for his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Very well done, wouldn't you think, Cindy? That was good. Just so you know, one of our parishioners said once to me, he said, "This is the church that tries to undersing each other."
I've met a lot of churches like that.
Do you want to say any words now?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a mic for Cindy?
Good morning. As Brian said, I'm Cindy Mueller. I am a member of your conference staff. My title is Minister for Congregations in Transition, and that includes this church. You're in the midst of a transition as Brian embarks on retirement and you begin to look for a next pastor. And so I will walk that journey with you as a congregation, and I'm excited to get to know people better. And I was trying to remember the last time I was in the sanctuary, and I can't even remember. So I'm glad this has brought me back. And I will be available to your church throughout all that's ahead, and am excited to be a part of that. So thank you very much.
And thank you, Cindy. Is it your birthday too, maybe?
No.
No? Yes. Did you hear that? Yeah. Yeah. Vianne said the lighting is amazing. Yes, it is. Thank you to all who work to keep this church updated and clean and in good repair. Any other joys, concerns? Let's continue with our called Proclamation of Praise. It's a responsive reading, responding to Scripture. And of course, you can probably tell if you read your Scripture about being called. Genesis 12, we focus on today the call of Abram, who later became Abraham. God calls us out of places known and secure. God invites us into a living, trusting relationship. Happy are those whom God chooses as a heritage. God's counsel to every generation comes to us. God continues to bring new worlds into being. God is constantly offering new opportunities to us. Let us worship. God wants to employ our talents for the common good. So let us worship God with our whole being. Let us use all our talents to praise our Creator. Praise God with instruments we have made. Sing praises with voices God has given us. We pray together to say, God Most High, it is hard to hear you calling us. There are many competing voices vying for our attention. It is difficult to believe your promises because we have been misled by so many empty commitments. We are hesitant to hope for healing and fulfillment amid the living death so many experience in our times. Yet, as we gather here to touch the unseen presence, we are moved to rejoice. We stand in awe before you, eager to live by faith, anticipating your mercy, giving thanks for your word. Amen. And so we sing, 407, God has spoken by his peoples. God has spoken through his prophets, spoken his unchanging word. Each from age to age proclaiming, God the one, the righteous Lord. In the world despair and turmoil, one from Maker holds us fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God has spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time was born, light of light, descending, Christ as God in human form. God is speaking by his Spirit, speaking to our hearts again. In the ages, word expounding, God's own message now. I direct you now to the prayer of confession, which we do every Sunday, knowing that we're not evil or bad or wicked or all God's children, but we fall short because we do live in this condition of being amiss, falling short. So we pray this prayer together to say, God of justice and righteousness, we come to you as tax collectors and sinners, flocked to Jesus long ago. We have wavered in distrust of your promises. We cling to their truth. We believe that your ways are far more fulfilling than any we can devise, and wean us away where Christ leads. Forgive our pursuit of lesser gods we create, and wean us away from our fascination with the false values that tempt us. Draw us closer to you, we pray. Amen. And know that even before we pray, in our hearts, before we know it, we know the Spirit is with us, encouraging us, forgiving us, and pardoning us. Thank you, God. Reading two of our scriptures this morning is James Leith. Did you read last Sunday, too? I noticed you... Okay. Today is the 7th, right? And this James or Jim Leith reading, and you have can follow along, I think, the same version with Peg that typed everything out.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai, and his brother's son Lot, and all the possessions that they had gathered, and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country on the east side of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west, Nai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by stages toward the Negev. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, follow me. And Matthew got up and followed Jesus. And as Jesus sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. Now when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? But when Jesus heard this, he said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, For I have come to call not the righteous, but to call sinners. While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And so Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players in the crowd making a commotion, he said to them, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And at this they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the little girl by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout that district. Here ends the word of the Lord.
The call. I immediately thought when I saw the title and the theme for this Sunday, back in the fall of 1964, I had just started college at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion. Now remember, at this time there were no cell phones. We didn't have TVs or radios going on all the time. Local newspaper was about it, and maybe a Sioux Falls Argus Leader, something like that. Information came slower and was limited. But a person knocked on my dorm door, and this was a big dorm. There was probably 100 or so students that lived in this dorm. He said, "You have a call downstairs." There were two phones. One was in the office and one was in the student's lounge downstairs. I had a call down there. And you can imagine my heart kind of fell. Uh-oh, must be important. So I trepidly went down the steps. Phone was still off the hook. "Hello? Congratulations, you've got a new brother." My youngest brother was born. Dad made the announcement over the phone. Wow. The call. Another brother is born into this world. I belong to a group that meets on Thursday mornings. We call ourselves the Conclave. Named after a woman who helped us to get it started about 20 years or so ago by the name of Jan Connor. And we were trying to decide on a name for you. Do you have names for your coffee groups? We call ours the Conclave. And we named it after her, Connor Conclave. But like coffee groups, we try to solve the world's problems and think that they'd only listen to us, that everything would be okay. And we usually have what's called a farm report because one of the persons is a farmer and we like to know what's going on with agriculture. And lately I've been asking a theological question, and it's usually something I'm thinking about. So I pose the question after the farm report. I said, what does it mean to you to be called? What does that mean? What are you called to do, to be? Well, two said they were felt called to be public school teachers. The farmer, of course, obviously felt he was called to farm. There were a couple other women, of course, who felt called to care for others that weren't like us. Maybe they were, as we sometimes say, differently abled, or whatever the language is nowadays. Another one said she felt called to work amongst those who are hungry. Another person, well, said, he said, I don't know. I've always been a truck driver. And I said, good for you. You're probably the most honest one among us. To say, I wasn't sure if I was called. I think I was called, and a lot of pastors talk this way about being called. I had finished my master's degree in, of all things, Allison, trombone. What was I going to do? Go back to teaching school, teaching music, or getting more education, a doctorate in performed. Well, I had a young family. And besides that, I felt called, especially when a friend of mine said, you could come to Sioux Falls and you could work in the church and go to seminary at the same time. Well, that sounded good. Several people were involved in that call. So 30-some years ago, I was in seminary. North American Baptist Seminary in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Now I think it's called the Sioux Falls Seminary. But anyway, let's look at Abram's call. And of course, as I pronounce it, James Sari. The two of them, husband and wife, she went along with the call. But before the 12th chapter of Genesis, we have 11 chapters, which Walter Brueggemann calls the history of the world at that time. A lot went happen. Some people say it starts with the creation stories. There's actually two stories. Genesis 1 is a hymn of praise to God for making this beautiful world and all that's in it. Thank you, we sing. And quickly, in the second chapter of Genesis, a story, a narrative about taking care of this beautiful creation. Man gave names to all the animals, Dylan sings, long time ago. The woman was created, they were created to work together to take care of our world. And of course, don't know how long it lasted. The Hebrew word for day is yom, which only means a period of time. Could have been thousands of years. We don't know. But there was this thing called the first sin, when the man ate what he's supposed to eat. And it appears they got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. They had to work for 11. It was hard. The first sin, eating of the tree of life. Followed by times of jealousy and even murder. As we have Cain, who killed his brother Abel, out of jealousy apparently. Then quickly we move on to Noah's Ark and the promise that not ever again will God flood the world. We're ready for it. We got the big ship up there parked by your house, Leanne. We're ready for it, but It's a little inside joke here for Platonians. And then, of course, the Tower of Babel, for we felt we'd be at least closer to God or even as great as God itself if we built this big tower. But somehow it got torn down. And even though before that they spoke the same language, they could work together, now they didn't understand each other anymore, and they scattered all over the earth. There's some family history in the first 11 chapters, family trees, descendants who begat this, begat that. It's all on the record. But along comes this call to Abram, and of course to Sarai. Starts off with one word in some translations, from God, go. Get out of here. Start a new life. Stay with me. We'll get some land, and I'll make a promise that you'll multiply. And of course, they started having kids, and then their names got expanded. Abram became Abraham. And that's not funny, that's just the ham that came at the end. Abraham. And Sarai became Sarah. Ah, the promise is being fulfilled. Starting with go. I had a memory, Glennis, I've told you about this several times. We have a grandson. He's big and grown up now in college. But I can remember the time he was, I want to say 2, maybe 3, right in there. He was watching television intently in our bedroom television. And I wanted to go in and just sit beside him and watch, but as soon as I appeared at the doorway, he's watching without taking his eyes from the TV. He goes, go! And get out of here. I'm concentrating on this cartoon or whatever it was. That'll be forever burned in my mind. He knew what he was doing and wanted me to go. So Sarah went. And also, I wonder if there's a connection with this. Abram's brother's son was called Lot. Is that where we get the word Lot? I don't know. I suppose I should have Googled it. But they go through Canaan, Shechem, Morah, and Sarai becomes Bethel and becomes through a place called, well, it's spelled A-I. Now, how would you pronounce that? Jim, I'd call it I. And I said, I, trouble. That's what Grandpa meant when he would hold his head and go, I, ay, 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 ay. Trouble, trouble, trouble. They had it place from place to place, but finally they get to where they're multiplying and possessing the land. Now you got to understand there's some problems, and we in the United States know about these problems, and we can't run from them. We escaped and went from many lands, hoping to start a new frontier. And we kind of forgot about who was already living here. And we didn't like them, by and large. Called them savages. They weren't really 100% people. And then the slaves came, and of course they weren't 100% people either. And women weren't 100%, couldn't vote. Well, we're not going to dwell on that today. But just to remember that just because we go someplace new, we've got to assess what we're getting into. And how can we be new? And I thank God for our New Testament, the gospel, the good news, for Matthew, a tax collector, being called. And then who went on to write and to tell stories of how Jesus called others to be. Oh, he had lunch with others. He had breakfast with dinner. He sat with sinners. We're supposed to do that. They weren't like us, holy ones. But Matthew has two healing stories. First one about himself being called out, tax collector. They were crooked. They took more than they should. But Jesus forgives them and looks into their hearts. Then the woman bleeding, whose father was a leader of the religious authorities. Didn't matter to Jesus, even though he said some harsh things to the religious authorities in those days. He wasn't willing to say to the young woman, "Oh, your faith has healed you. Your bleeding has stopped." Wow. So, in conclusion, what needs to be healed today? What are we called? Are we called to be healers? Wounded healers, even? Glennis and I watched a movie a couple nights ago. We've seen it before. 42? Ring a bell with anyone? Come on, this is the baseball town. Who wore number 42? Was a black guy. Wanted to play baseball with the white people. Can you imagine that? Played by Chadwick Boseman, along with Branch Rickey, who was Harrison Ford. Jackie Robinson. Wasn't easy, because baseball was supposed to be a white man's sport, as he was told. But his team got behind him to the point to where they accepted him, just like they accept each other's of their kind. And to this day, isn't there one day of the year when the Brooklyn Dodgers all wear number 42? Yeah. God's call is to all of us. Think of the word C-A-L-L. See, call. We're all called to be loving and kind and gentle, to love with nonviolent love to friend and foe. Someone sent me a birthday card. Thanks, Phyllis. I wonder where you got this picture, because I don't look like 80 there. "Happy birthday, Brian," she says. And these words, "Another year has ended, another awaits you." And here's the important words. "Look up in trust. Look back in gratitude. Look forward in hope. Hope is the rope we hang on to for the future, and faith to live right now." And a few more, but thanks, Phyllis. Thank you all for being part of my call. And I hope that I've been and will be for a few months yet part of yours. We're having communion today, but as customary, the first Sunday of the month, we say the Apostles' Creed, which is on the inside of your bulletin, the hymnal. Second Sunday, we do the 1959 version of UCC Statement, and the third Sunday, we do the UCC Statement of Faith that was revised in 1981. So let us say together this ancient creed, that I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And from thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we prepare for communion, we remember Jesus Christ and his love shown especially on the cross, the breaking of his body and the pouring out of his blood. As we drink this cup, we worship you. As we eat this bread, we worship you. As we offer you our lives, as you have offered yours for us, we remain all you've done for us. We remember your covenant with us. We remember and worship you, O Lord. And the optional ending. We remember and worship. Yours for us, we remember your covenant with us, we remember your covenant with us, we remember and worship you, oh. It's a time to remember that Jesus died, rose again for all. And so we take the bread, his body, remember that it was broken, but through that brokenness, through his stripes, we are healed. And eat. And when they had eaten, they took the cup, passed it around, and shared it. This is my blood shed for you. We together say thank you for being with us. the blood of Christ. All are invited. The ushers will lead us in a couple different groups, maybe. Thanksgiving is printed in your bulletin. Let's say that together using these words. The bread has been broken. The cup has been poured. The meal has been shared. Gracious God, we give thanks for the bread for the journey, for your wisdom guiding us along the way. May there be friends to share the road as we dare to dream of creation renewed and hope in the promise of justice for all. Amen. Saying together this wonderful prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We rise and sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, as we bring the prayer. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host, Creator Christ and offertory prayer is found in your bulletin. We pray it together to say, Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers and restoring our strength. Thank you for drawing us apart from our selfish ways and self-serving pursuits. Let our offering today fulfill your promises, not ours. Let these gifts summon others to follow Christ. Let them know the joy of breaking bread with the great physician who offers healing to all who dare to trust your mercy. Amen. We give thee but thine own. We give thee but thine own. Whatever the gift may be, all that we have is yours alone. Our trust, O Lord, from thee. Have you decided to follow Jesus? I waver at times, but I think basically, yeah. Praise God. Let's sing it together. You ready? I have decided to follow Jesus. I am decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. Turning back, turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow? Decide now to follow Jesus. to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. There's a meeting afterwards of the